Did you get cash for your clunker? Good for you, because your dealer didn't. So far, dealers are still waiting for their money. In fact, they've only gotten a few checks. One dealer said that he had 102 cars that were sold as a result, which is the good news, but also dished out all those rebates to 102 different families, and they got paid for one. That program, by the way, was a good, good, good thing for Ford. Didn't do much for Chrysler, however. They're still in the thick of a spiral. In the meantime, speaking of spiraling, add Philadelphia to the list. They had to take out a $275 million loan, basically close their library and cut lots of city services. So this bounce back in the economy, I don't know. Lots of cities are saying they're not seeing it. Do you think we're having a big bounce in the economy? Swine flu shots, not being told that you have to get it, that they're mandatory. Oh, thank goodness. However, the president is suggesting heavily that we all get vaccinated for the swine flu. Didn't somebody tell him that there aren't enough doses to vaccinate even half the country? And they're not available, by the way, until October. But in New York, the school kids will get them for free because there's fear that could be ground zero based on what happened last time around with H1N1. In Boston and in Dallas, they say, no thanks. You want to get the swine flu vaccination, go to your doctor. We're not administering any swine flu vax in our schools. In the meantime, we start with this health care, of course, the tug of war we've been talking about for the last, really, 6 weeks. Now it swings into the real battle. It's on, baby. It's on next week when everybody comes back to the Hill. There are planned marches by some groups, including physicians, and lots of speeches, including another prime timer by your president, who's going to talk about a new strategy for health care reform. I keep peddling to all of you that I'm doing this research and finding out that when we talk about who has great health care, people in France, people in England, and I'm just using the three that I know of the most, people in France, people in England, and people in Canada are denying that. They're saying it depends on what kind of care you're talking about. It also depends on whether or not you have supplemental health insurance. So in other words, if you have money, you buy extra health insurance. You get the better health insurance. You'll get the bed. You'll get in the best hospital ward possible. If you don't, you'll be turned away because they're not going to give you the best cancer drugs because you can't afford them. They don't want to have to pay for them. Your government doesn't want to have to pay for them, in other words. So hopefully these suggested plans that the president is going to talk about next week don't involve any models that we've seen in France, England, or in Canada. In fact, it's true that Sarkozy is trying to come up with a copay option, much like we have in the United States. And in England, they've closed a lot of the wards outside of London because they simply cannot afford them. The healthcare costs are absolutely crippling. Absolutely. Here's what I happened to see earlier in the day, because, you know, I do like that financial thing. So I try to keep up with the markets to see what the buzz is on Wall Street and whether or not your 401k is still continuing to sink, or maybe if you're lucky, it's starting to rise a little bit. And in the middle of all of that, because they talk about the news and they have various people on, I happened to catch this of Maria Bartiromo, and I thought her example was pretty good, much like the one that I'm telling you about in England. Here's a little snippet of her going back and forth with a congressman from New Jersey.
And you look at a plan like the UK, right? Public plan in the UK. Do you know that if you have cancer and you need the most effective, most popular cancer drug, Erbitux, the government says, no, We're not going to pay for it. It's too expensive. Yeah, and it is expensive. Yeah, $38,000 for 16 weeks. So how is another quality doesn't suffer?
Can I say, listen, Carlos talks about Canada. You talk about Europe. Let's talk about the United States of America. Medicare.
You have to look at where there are public plans.
No. United States of America, 40% of all tax dollars go through a public plan. Ask your parent or grandparent. Ask your neighbor whether they're satisfied with Medicare. Now, there's a funding problem, but the quality of care is terrific. You get complete choice. You can go anywhere you want.
Don't use it. You don't have it.
Because I'm not 65, I would love it.
Yeah, come on. You have a better health plan than everybody else.
That is 100% not true, and I have to stop you there. Federal employees, from the janitors to congressmen, have a government plan that is okay. I wouldn't complain about it. I want the cheapest plan because I'm young, I'm healthy. Medicare for someone age 45, I would take it in a beat, and frankly, so would you, because it's an excellent plan. If you don't believe it, ask anyone who's on Medicare.
All right, hang on a second.
All right, so I'll ask the question. If you're on Medicare and you think it's a plan you can't beat, call me, 800-259-5791. That was the New York congressman, by the way, not Jersey, New York. And it was Anthony Weiner. He's been speaking out a lot on various shows, and you heard him going back and forth saying it's an okay plan that he's on. See, that's the thing. Already, with some of the health care proposals that are floating out there, very few senators or Congress folks would give up their current health care to sign up for whatever health care is being pushed down the road, unless it was the same all the way across. And that's the point, I think, that so many of us are trying to make. If you think whatever this new version is going to be is so great, then why don't you jump on it as well? And then, fine, we'll all jump off of the bridge together, right? No, I don't think so. They can't convince me. Hey, coming up on the show, we've got a dungeon moment. Also, give me a break. You're going to love this. Give me a break. When you're a singer, it's good to be able to have an excuse as to why your voice is cracking. Now, if you do a lot of concerts or a lot of partying, it can be tough on the vocal cords. Legitimately, there are singers who have problems performing, you know, because of, I think sometimes they push it too far. I'm not going to give this lady, though, the benefit of the doubt. You're probably curious as to who it is. Used to be a really, really big name in the 80s and 90s. And wait till you hear her try to sing at Central Park and who she blamed it on. We're going to talk about that coming up on ATN. But this is probably, I think, the outrage of the day for me. And it's not surprising. Philip Garrido, the scumbag who kidnapped J.C. Dugard, was sentenced to 50 years for a previous kidnapping and rape. We knew that. We knew that he was a parolee, right? So he was sentenced to 50 years, but he was paroled 11 years into his sentence. Of course, now he's accused of kidnapping and raping again, and of course, fathering two children with a young girl that he kidnapped, who I just mentioned, right? The girl that he kidnapped was Katie Calloway. He held her captive for like 8 hours and raped her again and again and again. And she's now been on a couple of different shows saying that I don't think he knows reality, right from wrong, and if he does, he doesn't care. But she says she was shocked when he was paroled that early. Does this not raise a red flag for anybody listening to me about the parole process and how this supervision of parolees happens, how it takes place? I think there's not even enough officers, basically. And then they're talking about in California releasing people? No thanks. Schwarzenegger wants no parts of it either. I'll tell you about that coming up in just a minute.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine stain-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Kate, back with you here on the flip side of America tonight, 800-259-5791, talking about a couple of different things, including Medicare. I asked if anybody was on Medicare and their thoughts on whether it was a tremendously great program or not. I've kind of actually gotten mixed reviews about that because of some of the costs that have gone up on the elderly with fixed incomes. And we're talking about those that are, really, really up there, that have been retired for a very long time. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, how are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you, Kate?
Thank you. I'm good.
I just wanted to call and give an input. I'm on Medicare. It costs me $96.40 a month. You know, that's automatically taken out from my Social Security money. Mm-hmm. I don't have any major complaints about it. It's the only insurance I can afford. Unfortunately, I can't get any supplements, and you do have deductibles for hospital stays. I've not ran into that of late, so I don't have astronomical costs hanging out there to be met at this time.
Thank goodness.
But I am concerned about in the future, since the COLA increase they gave us effective January of this year was a high percentage, and we won't get any more for two more years, cost of living on Social Security.
That's right. They
are saying that our Medicare premiums are going to go up, so our living money is going to go down. So I
absolutely
have a
right.
problem with that. I mean, that to me doesn't sound quite fair. But as far as Medicare, and I'm on Medicare Part D for my prescriptions, so I don't have a gripe. I know there's a lot of people out there that might. I wish it didn't cost so much. That would be nice. Because $96.40 a month on a limited income is quite a bit.
Right, $96.40. Dana, thanks. Great call. She told you precisely exactly what is happening. And the reason for her concern is the fact that Social Security for 2 years isn't going up. Normally you have a cost of living increase, so therefore it's going to cost more because obviously the drugs are going to go up and that's not going to cover as much with Medicare, and that's going to be the problem for a lot of people because, as Dana mentioned, you're talking about a fixed income. Jim is listening to us in Washington State. Hey, Jim, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Well, I was listening to your program, and I'm on Medicare, and I think it's a real bargain, $96.40 a month. But, you know, that's just Medicare Basic, A and B. And anyone who doesn't take advantage of a Medicare Advantage plan is pretty short-sighted because there's a number of plans out there that are available at zero premium. A lot of people don't realize that with Medicare, if you just have Medicare or ordinary Medicare, Part A and B, if you go to the hospital, you have a $1,035 deductible, and they're only going to pay 80% of it. So it's possible you go to the hospital for a couple of days and rack up $10,000-$15,000 in medical bills, mm-hmm. and when you walk out, they want $4,000. So mm-hmm. to me, a lot of the heart-wrenching things I hear about people having a hard time, they're not looking around enough to see that that's not going to cover them. And there's a lot of alternatives out there where there are zero plans offered by private carriers that will cover those deductibles. And I think by and large, I think it's a heck of a deal. I mean, I work for a large company and we had a fair plan, but
right.
this is by far a much better plan. And I had a colonoscopy last year. And I think the bill was $1,400. I had to pay $30.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, good deal. And
yeah,
the prescription drugs, many of the prescription drugs I take, I'm diabetic. It's type 2. And many of those are no copay. So, you know, I my heart goes out to people that say, well, I just have Medicare Part A and B. But it doesn't go out that far because they need to live a little further. They need to take care of themselves. And at least make the effort to find out what is out there and available. And there's a whole lot of things that are available that are better than just Medicare Part A and B. Because A and B, if you do become hospitalized, to a lot of people who, you know, say they live on a fixed income, it could be devastating.
Right, absolutely, like you said. Yeah.
Yeah, I was fortunate. I was an executive of a company and I made good money. And
Let me ask you this question. Do you worry, though, a lot of people that are on Medicare that are saying things like you are, and you're educated and know what, you know, what you should have done and what kind of protection you need, but a lot of people are concerned that if there was a public option or everything is completely ripped apart and done in a different way with health care reform, it would affect Medicare because that will change the way things are laid out for everybody, since it would be everybody encompassed in the so-called single payer or whatever. Are you worried that you would get lost in the shuffle or no?
No, I am, because, you know, when they talk about the number of people that aren't covered, just imagine now if everyone is covered, which doctors are going to take care of them? I mean, right now I live in a neighborhood where I think in my area, in my block, I'm the only one that's not a physician. And they're all busy. And, you know, I'm just saying that what's going to happen and what will happen is just supply and demand. There's going to be more demand on medical services. And so we're going to end up, if you have some type of an illness, they're going to say, well, we can schedule you in 3 months. Well, if you have a carcinogenic event, it's probably not a very good idea to wait 3 months.
No, and that's what I think.
Yeah. And I think it's just a sad thing that we're in this position, and this didn't happen last year. It's been growing. And I think our politicians have ignored it. And I'm not saying this is necessarily a political solution, but I do think that some common sense needed to prevail. And that there's no question that Medicare, in my opinion, is a absolute bargain. I mean, if you know, if somebody's under 65 and they go out and want to get health coverage on their own, gee, if you've got diabetes, they might not cover you. They don't
kidding. That's the truth, and it's you're definitely not going to get the coverage for under $100. There's no question about that. Jim, thanks. Great caller. Call us again. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, you heard what Jim said, and Jim also made a really good point, one that we've talked about before on America Tonight. The concern is what happens if healthcare is turned around differently. In other words, not everybody gets a Medicare card and say, well, everybody's going to have the same coverage that Jim has. Doesn't matter if you're 45 or 65 or 75 or 25 or whatever, because then what's going to happen is you have the same problem that they have in Canada with the amount of doctors and the availability of beds and all that other sort of stuff. And the point that Jim made is this did not happen overnight. This has been a problem that's been brewing for a very long time. It mirrors immigration. It's like the immigration thing. Hey, some people come over and sure, they slip through the system, whatever. Not 20 million or 15 million. Of course, the numbers change depending on who you talk to. But regardless, then that became a problem because of so many people that are here illegally having to be covered when accidents happen or they're at emergency rooms. I guess that's probably the best example. So the hospitals felt the need to jack up their prices because they have no way to get the $2 to $3 million back. And that's really a true figure. That was one from Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas, one of the best trauma units in the United States, emergency rooms. That's what they have to deal with. So they're going to jack up their prices. So an aspirin is going to cost more than $25 is going to cost you $28.50 as a result of that, sadly. So I think, I'll say it again, there has to be reforms. It has to be insurance, really. I think that's reforms, but that's the thing that a lot of people don't want to touch. And I think that's where the weakest area is in this whole healthcare debate. So we're talking about Medicare, and if you're on it, are you worried like Jim that, frankly, if everything changes, does this change how much, and it would, I would think, how much would you have to pay? Let's say now you're paying $96.40. Well, you'd think it would have to go up somewhat because how are you going to put all those people on the same plan? You're going to have to pay for it somewhere or through taxes, something. It has to shake out of the trees because it's not going to pay for itself. This is the problem with the $1 trillion healthcare reform that they're talking about. Really, where are you getting this money from? It's not going to materialize itself. Wouldn't it be great if we would all do that, right? It's like rubbing the lamp and the genie coming out to grant the three wishes. 800-259-5791. The conversation continues on the flip side.
Access denied.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
So Obama is planning to detail out his health care reform in a big speech next week when Congress is back from the August recess. I can't wait to find out what this is going to include. His approval ratings now in the mid-40s and falling by the day. And health care is really just the tip of the iceberg, but at the heart of it right now. And ultimately, now what's being said is that there won't be a public option. But in the House, they continue to say, well, then what is health care reform? If you're saying all Americans need insurance, then what is this legislation going to look like? And it was just a couple of weeks ago when we heard, no. The public option is still in play. So it's confusing. It's confusing. It's like a bad date. He says he's going to call you, doesn't call you. Then he calls you a week later. You go out, everything's great, and then he disappears for 3 days, and then he comes back again. It's like an administration that just can't make up its mind. And flip-flopping on health care is not a good thing because already people are concerned and confused, especially over House Bill 3200, which I said, I don't care if you have a PhD, it's confusing to anybody that I've asked to even look at it. And we've gone through parts of it. The big scary stuff that was worded incorrectly in the first place has already been talked about over and over again. Now we're talking about Medicare. If you have Medicare and things change and flip-flop on health care reform, are you worried that that's going to make your cost go up? Our pal Jana is always listening to us in Iowa. She's been around with America Tonight for a long time, and we appreciate that. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Kate. I liked your analogy about Obama and the date.
It's true.
Cool. I called to tell you that I'm on Medicare, and I had a neurologist tell me that if I had better insurance, that he could get me different types of medicine that I needed. So I'm not saying that it's bad, but it doesn't always take care of everything. And there's been some radio advertisements in the last couple of days urging people here to call Chuck Grassley's office. And I guess he's got some proposal where Medicare will not cover some tests, like blood tests and different type of tests you'd have to have done. And that by not covering those, that will raise the amount that the person on Medicare has to pay to have tests done of any kind. And they're urging people to call him and tell him not to make the people, you know, pay for that are already can't afford health care. They're paying over 30% of their income for health care.
Right, and that's the problem. You know, this is that's the problem. That's it in a nutshell, absolutely. And as you said, Jana, in your case with Medicare, it does make you wonder, the doctor saying, well, if you could do this, then maybe we could get you something better. And I've heard a lot of stories like that. But at least if it stays as it is, you know that you're always covered. And that's the fear for most people. What about tests in the future? What about pills, prescriptions, et cetera, which that's what happens. I mean, there's just things you need to take for blood pressure, for a slew of different things that you can get as you start to age.
Yes, and I appreciate you opening this up and having people call in about it. And again, I would urge everybody to get a hold of your Congress people and keep the pressure on them.
Yeah, that's the key thing. We say it all the time. Jana, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, make those phone calls. It's not a big deal. If you don't know who it is, whoever represents you, then shoot me an email and I will send you their contact information. Even if you go to their website, get their email address, and bombard them with emails, that's what happens, you know. It just takes that one person and it grows and grows and grows and gets bigger. We've seen it. We've seen it in action, absolutely. Jim is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Jim.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for the call. What do you say?
Well, I think we're all forgetting one thing. You cannot compare this to Medicaid or Medicare. If I remember correctly, it's broke. No matter what they're charging people and how great a bargain it is, at the end of the day, they're losing money every day of the week.
Right.
So it can't continue like it is either. This is almost like, to me, the guy that runs a store selling widgets, and he's buying them for a dollar and selling them for 50 cents, and his solution is to buy more of them for a dollar. You're never going to make money selling for less than what you can, you know, earn for it. And that's exactly what the government's doing. They think if we can add another 40 million people to this program and charge me more, they can cover these other people. But at the end of the day, it's never going to be profitable, and it's going to go broke, and it's going to have to come to an end at some point. So I think we're just spinning our wheels, wasting our efforts on something that will never work if people will not pay for their own insurance. And it's a shame that people can't get the best insurance, but that's just what life is. You get good breaks, you get bad breaks, you work or you don't work.
Right, but if you've paid into the system your whole life and then you get to retirement age, I guess what you're saying is it's great that it worked before, but then obviously there was problems with the system. They were never fixed along the way. So now, after all losing all this money, there's no choice because the people in charge didn't do it efficiently and effectively. So too bad, so sad. It's going to cost the rest of us down the line because I'm not near.
We let them do that. We put them in office. I'm working right now. And I'll have Social Security taken out of my paycheck. I'm 48 years old.
Right.
I don't expect to ever get a check, but I would walk away from it right now and never take a check if you would just leave my children alone so that when they start working, they don't have this money withdrawn from their paychecks, because it's going broke also, and I can't depend on it, and I'm not going to be foolish enough to wait till I'm 65 or 70 and wait for my check to come in my mailbox. I'm putting money away now while I can.
Right, I agree with you, by the way. That's exactly what I do. I'm not counting on it. You put money away now, and you figure it out for yourself, because it's the only way you're going to have something, because I'm not near retirement age either, and I think we're in the generations that aren't going to see anything from Social Security. But I would agree with you, for the future generations, why should we saddle them with this outrageous debt, the $9 trillion plus and counting, and all of these problems, and let them keep their whole check then, and then they can do what they want with the money, and they'll probably be wiser and better off for it, because look what's happened. It goes back to the thing that you just said. It's the people that we've elected, and we've allowed them to,
hold us hostage.
Yeah, hold us hostage. That's a good way to put it. And unfortunately, it's just too late in the game. So now we're playing a reverse, and like the typical thing that we do in this country, it's about reaction rather than action. I don't mean from the American people. I mean from the people that we elect. It's always about reaction. Well, they screwed up before us, so now we have to do this. And it's never about being ahead of the game, and that's a problem. You have to have people, like in any good company, that they know how to forecast and look down the road at what the possibilities are. That's how you keep things running smoothly.
Exactly it.
Yeah, and it wasn't done. Good call. Thanks. Yeah, the Social Security thing is, to me, is sad. I think of the first job I ever had. You think of this, the first job you ever had. How old were you? I think I was 16, maybe. I mean, the first real job. You know, I did things for my dad, but 16. And how much did I have taken out of checks for teaching tennis at the city recs department? Social Security, my whole life. And I won't see any of it. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. He doesn't get Social Security. Hey, Sam.
My first job, I was 9 years old, and I was delivering newspapers.
You're delivering newspapers. Do you remember how much you made?
Not really, but the newspaper unfortunately doesn't exist anymore. It was called the Montreal Star. And they had depots, and my mother was what they call a depot supervisor. So all us kids in our family had paper routes. So, you know,
cool.
In a way it was cool, in a way it wasn't, because, you know, you couldn't try it for a school sports team because, you know, stuff like that. But, I mean, we always, you know, kids said, how much do you get in allowance? I said, I don't get an allowance. I have a paper route. So the advantage was, you know, you'd put so much away, you know, for, you know, put in the bank, and then you'd have money to do what you wanted. Or if you knew a field trip was coming up, you'd save for that, or, you know, or whatever else. So, you know, so that was my first job when I was all of 9 years old. And
I love that. Nine.
Yeah, well, I remember one time there was one customer I had. He worked for a law firm. He was a lawyer, and the firm had tickets to the Montreal Canadiens. So being in Montreal, of course, he always, if, you know, his paper was never torn, his paper was never wet, nada. Anything to get hockey tickets.
Yeah, of course. Ken, please, one ticket.
Yeah, I didn't care who they were playing. When I was like 14, 15, friends of mine said, so you got tickets? You know, they, part of my line sucked up to me. And then when I, then 16, 17, it was like I'd go up to the girls, and these so-called friends would like, you're taking her and not me. You know, that type of stuff. So.
Well, that's good dating. Are you kidding? That you take somebody to a hockey game, no doubt.
Even
Sam.
Even to see your Broad Street.
I was just going to say that.
Yes.
I was going to say, I had a funny story for you, Sam. We got to let you slide back across the border. But it's funny, talking about the paper route thing. Now, a lot of kids couldn't get the paper routes because, first of all, half of them aren't available anymore. Hockey tickets were kind of my thing, too. I would get them occasionally for my uncle, so suddenly everybody became my best friend. All right, on the flip side, give me a break and some other things that I think that you'll find intriguing next on ATN.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people had trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast and Everywhere in Between. That's America Tonight. We're talking about the water cooler buzz. Sadly, all of us looking towards the future made me think, you know, people always tell me, oh, you're a big picture person. And I guess that's true. And in looking at the big picture, it's pretty scary when you look and try to project into the future what's going to happen, what it's going to look like, because the gold watch days are certainly gone. Social Security, forget about it. And the only problem I have with the Social Security thing is the fact that we paid into it for so long. Take a chunk, 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 you know. And now there's going to be nothing left in the end. So you look at what's happened with government and you wonder why people want either a third party or fresh voices or to get everybody out of Congress, or even as has been suggested, and I have said this many, many times, I'm from the Tom Jefferson school of thought anyway, smaller government is better. I'm more for states' rights because I think you have a much better chance at having your voice heard. Not that there's some things that can't come out of the federal government, but lately it seems like they're batting a thousand, doesn't it? Certainly feels that way in the last 7-8 months and then heading in to the tail end of the Bush administration, too, was a debacle with what happened to the economy and what happened on Wall Street and the big bailouts and all that other sort of stuff constantly, the bailouts. And ultimately now, the thing that Obama wants to do, because he sees that his ratings and certainly the people around him who won another 4 years see that the poll numbers are terrible. They're in the 40s, and the reason they're terrible is because they were so high before. So obviously you have an Obama approval rating at 45%. That's not good, because just a couple of months ago that we were talking about 60 and 58, and it is really, really plummeting. So next week, this speech will be interesting, because I think he's going to come up with some kind of a strategy that's a compromise so as to win back some of the independents who feel very disillusioned. And of course, since it's not going to cost any money to go after the Wall Street guys and try to tax them like the AFL-CIO once done, the new push for what they're calling the Wall Street tax, so that firms like Goldman Sachs, who they get billions of dollars in profits while everyone else is struggling, they'll have to pay on whatever it is. So in other words, they have these, I'll explain it quickly, they have these stock transactions, right? So as they have the stock transactions, it changes hour upon hour upon hour. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of selling, et cetera, going on during the day. And you have the computers rolling. You have hundreds of thousands of orders just in seconds. Boom. And it's called high-frequency trading. That's what happens. And you get big-time profits. Even though you have a shaky economy, it doesn't matter. Because then this takes advantage of the, if you will, slower traders. So they develop this fast technology, and they end up picking up a lot of money as a result. In fact, the high-frequency trading is supposedly estimated to earn about $20 billion in profits for some of the bigger firms. $20 billion. Goldman Sachs is one of them. And the push is on to come up with a Wall Street tax, so that you tax the financial transactions, not for the little guy, but for the big guys, and then they would reap some of the money back. It would be a way to pay for transportation bills, etc., because how much would that add up to the end of the year? And, of course, the people on Wall Street are just fumed over this. It's that pendulum theory again, swings too far one way, swings back the other way, and the union doesn't like it. So you could say, well, all right, the AFL-CIO, what about what happens with the unions? And you talk about profits, and then what, we all have to give a piece of something to the government? I mean, we're taxed for walking, taxed for breathing, taxed for just about anything. Not that I'm one to stick up for the fat cats on Wall Street, trust me, but it's an easy layup for Obama. Because if he makes some of the financial guys upset with him, that's nothing compared to what he's doing to middle America these days. All right, so give me a break. I actually have two for give me a break here on ATN. This one I just couldn't help myself. Remember the lady who was famous for I Will Always Love You? Remember the one Super Bowl, and I think it was during the Gulf War, when she sang the Star Spangled Banner, and she could belt it out. I think it's one of the best renditions I ever heard. I was living in California, and there was not a soul speaking where I was. Nobody said anything. I was at some bar, I think, watching it. It was a giant place, but nobody said anything. They all stopped and listened, and that's very unusual if you know anything about Super Bowls, even during the pregame stuff. So Whitney Houston is back on the scene trying to pump out some more hits, trying to revitalize her career. This is pretty much how she sounded when she was at Central Park.
I did Oprah yesterday, and it was so good. It was so wonderful. And it was such a good feeling. Like, there was emotional times, and there was, you know, I talk so much to my voice. When I'm singing,
the point. It's kind of like, you know, I went to a Catholic school, and I don't have the best singing voice. You know, you're trying to hit that Ave Maria. Man, those nuns pop you right in the back of the head if you're not singing loud and proud, even if your voice is cracking. And I had one of those crackly voices trying to hit those high notes. But I'm not a professional singer. So Whitney Houston said it was Oprah's fault because she did Oprah, and she talked so much. Her voice was just trailing off, I guess. You think of what she's been through in her life, the drug addiction, the troubled marriage with Bobby Brown. So she had this great musical promise, and then for a decade she's really been in nowhere land. And this is a woman who won a whole bunch of Grammys. So somebody said to me, do you think it's just a bunch of nonsense and it's her hard living that just destroyed her voice, and so she might as well blame it on Oprah? Or do you think she talked too much on the Oprah show and she was just exhausted by the time she did Good Morning America in front of 5,000 people at Central Park? What are you going to do? She lost her voice. And the crowd, luckily, some of them must have been diehards. They knew the lyrics so they could help her sing the songs because she just could not sing them. All right, some of you might relate to this a little bit better. Here's my other give me a break. And this one is, it has to do with vacuum cleaners. So I'm out walking the dog today, and I'm talking to some guy about, he's asked me, geez, do you have dog hair all over the place? Because you have a golden retriever. And I said, no, I really brush them, and I guess the carpet kind of, you know, I vacuum and everything. But maybe, now you're making me worried, maybe the vacuum cleaner's not getting it all up. So he says, yeah, you know what? The vacuum cleaner you should use, do I hear a vacuum cleaner in the background? Yeah, that's kind of like my vacuum cleaner. He says you should get one of those iRobots, the Roomba. Does anyone out there have the Roomba? You know, that little thing, I guess, that scurries across the floor on its own? And he said, oh, yeah, they're great. You should get them. It's, you know, I do it every day. I put that out there, and it gets everything up. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, well. I go and I look at the price of the one that he told me. This is a guy, and the Roomba that he has, or the Rumba, which whatever it's called, $399.99. Yeah. So $400 for a vacuum cleaner? I must be out of touch. I guarantee my vacuum cleaner, which is just an old standard, did not cost $400. Thoughts, anyone? Send them to me at americatonight.net.